known. Have you heard something bizarre from the beginning of this book up to here from Ayosh?
Apparently no. But it is, because Ayosh, how is the logic of Ayosh? In our stories, when we want to refer to the lover, we'll refer to Majnun, the crazy one. Lover is the crazy. Ayaz is crazy, yes. Craziness is good. If you understand it, where is the key? Stop defending yourself. Stop pushing your picture. That's what it is. Ayaz always blames himself, forgives the others. He has the real pity. You don't. Which one of you honest? Which one of you felt pitiful for all these ministers? You hear this story. Any one of you went on and talked about, oh, these poor guys, look at them, what bad stuff happened to them. No. They look normal to you. They were stupid, weren't they? In our stories, they are really stupid because they don't know what is the values really, right? This is the trick. At the end of the day, when King will come and declare the truth that, listen, Ayaz is fantastic and you are all the logical fellow who are no good, then Ayaz will say what, Peter?
Well, Ayaz deemed himself culpable for thus acting as intercessor, and begged pardon for this offence, and deemed himself culpable for begging pardon. And this self-abasement arises from knowledge of the majesty of the King. For I know God better than you, and fear him more than you. And the high God hath said, none fears God but those of his servants that are possessed of knowledge.
Okay, this was two parts. First part was the explanation of this paragraph, and the second part was something again in Arabic, which is sort of a prayer to point to God. Say that what I'm talking about here, the ayahs and blah blah, all this story, I want to tell you, how do we feel about God? How do we think about it? And how we really listen to him? Not when it looks okay and he's saying something which is in our benefit. Always. Yes.
How should I bring mercy to thee who art moved with anger, and point out the path of clemency to thee who art endued with knowledge? If thou subject me to the indignity of cuffs, I am deserving of 100,000 cuffs. What should I say in thy presence? Should I give thee information, or recall to thy mind the method of loving kindness? What is that which is unknown to thee? And where in the world is that which thou dost not remember? For thou who art free from ignorance, and whose knowledge is free from that forgetfulness should cause to be hidden from it. Thou hast deemed a nobody to be somebody, and hast exalted him like the sun with light. Since thou hast made me somebody, graciously hearken to my supplication if I supplicate.
Okay. Are you listening? What was all that? It's a boring
beginning for a conversation which looks like all the people being in the presence of the king. To start with, to begin with, oh, you the king, you are the big, you are the great, you are fantastic, you. It looked like that, right? Was that that? I told you, in those Arabic versions, he said, remember, I'm talking about my feeling towards Haq. That's what I'm talking about. Talking to God. Because here it's not you and the king. It's you and Haq. This is what it is. When we are talking about the king, don't think about the king, blah, 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 blah. That is the king. And with our action, without argument, without blah, 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 all of that, we change the whatever he says. He will say a good thing, but we will turn it around. Why? Because we are always waiting for something more. We never ever appreciate what we have. Here he will say, at the beginning, I appreciate that whatever I have, you gave me. So, I'm not here to teach you the giving and have the pity. Because even the pity, you gave it to me. All the good stuff that I'm talking about humanity, I'm not talking about you. Am I? I was addressing that something could be there that is not you, but it is you. You don't get it, but we could get it. This is that someone who was in Michelangelo Buonarroti. Yes. That magical stuff, we don't know where it is and how to provoke it, but at least he could understand it, that it is given to us. It's not what you earned, it's what you're given. So you have to have this appreciation. You say, I have this appreciation because whatever I have, you have given it to me. I was nobody. Yes, I was nobody. I was like other animals. And I could have remained that animal. But suddenly something happened in here and something was provoked in me. That is coming from there. This is what you did to me. You changed me. Yes?
For inasmuch as thou hast transported me from the form, 'tis thou that hast made that intercession unto thyself. Since this home has been emptied of my furniture, nothing great or small in the house belongs to me.
Okay, it was good, it was simple. Since this home has been emptied of my furniture, nothing great or small, what is this? See, think about it. This is not Ayaz talking to the king. This is Rumi teaching me how to think about God, the Creator. Something is given to me. When I die, what will happen when I die? This will be empty. They put it down there and that's it. This is nothing. That personality, that character is what we are talking about. Because that's a part of we. This is me. Yes.
Thou hast caused the prayer to flow forth from me like water. Do thou accordingly give it reality and let it be granted. Thou wert the bringer of the prayer in the beginning. Be thou accordingly the hope for its acceptance in the end. In order that I may boast that the King of the world pardoned the sinners for his slave's sake.
Yeah, when you forgive them, then I'll be proud that I ask the forgiveness and he forgive them. So by forgiving them, which is the just stuff to do, you provoke my more appreciation for understanding this. Yes?
I was in pain, entirely self-satisfied. The king made me the remedy for every sufferer from pain. I was
entirely self-satisfied. I don't know, self-satisfied is not the translation of khudpasand. Khudpasand, the word means arrogant. That's what khud means, self. Hasan means appreciate. Appreciating yourself is, that's being in love with yourself. Yes? I was the pain and I was totally in love with myself. This king changed me to be the medicine for the others. You see how he compares from a selfish fellow and Ayaz, a lover. Yes.
I was a hell filled with woe and wail. The hands of his grace made me a katar. Whomsoever hell has consumed in
you know what kosar means?
Oh, kosar is a fountain in the paradise. That's the best fountain ever, and blah, 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 all of that. Here, you say, I was a hell, full of the problem and negligence and all that, but he changed me to be a fountain to give water to others. You see, always comes from selfishness to being a part of human being. Yes.
Whomsoever hell has consumed in vengeance, I cause him to grow anew from his body. What is the work of Kotar by which everyone that has been burnt is made to grow and becomes?
Yeah, what is the work of Kotar?
What is that work?
Means what is the work of you? Why are you here? A part of you is like that fountain. What is the work of Kosar? By everyone, helping everyone and giving everything to the others, it becomes Kosar. Yes.
Drop by drop it proclaims its bounty, saying, I restore that which hell has consumed. Hell is like the cold of autumn. Kothar is like the spring, O Roska. Hell is like death and the earth or the grave. Kothar resembles the blast of the trumpet. O you whose bodies are consumed by hell, the kindness is leading you towards Kothar.
Suddenly, who is talking here? Forget the Ayaz. Forget the king. Suddenly Rumi is here again to say, hey, all of you, listen carefully. Yes.
Since thy mercy, O self-subsistent living one, said, I created the creatures that they might profit by me, not that I might profit by them, is thy magnificence by which all defective things are made whole. Pardon these body-worshipping slaves. Pardon from the ocean of pardon is more worthy. Creaturely pardon is like a river and like a torrent. The troop run towards their ocean. Every night from these individual hearts the pardons come to thee, O King, like pigeons. At the hour of dawn thou causest them to fly away again and imprisonest them in these bodies till nightfall.
Okay. Does that